Hello, this is Judy Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share how my adult prepared to have a difficult conversation with her youngest adult son on Mother's Day. I will share healthy interactions she had with her supportive husband that helped her to prepare for this hard conversation. I will also share how a Disney Pixar movie my adult psychologist recommended she watch months ago played a major role in healing her perspective of her mother, herself as a teen and mother, and lastly, I will share how another YouTube video she watched led to even more healing between my adult's youngest son and herself since Mother's Day. My adult starts each day with prayers of gratitude to her higher power. She thanks God in advance for helping her embody healthy character traits for the day ahead and each day after. She especially asks for a particular quality of love that she notices is missing in herself, that she believes she needs to embody to have a more meaningful life. This is the prayer of thanks she prayerfully wrote to her higher power on Mother's Day. Thank you for my gifts of spiritual maturity and maturity. Thank you for making me a harmonizer, one who helps others by confronting her own issues. Thank you for making me a mom twice. Thank you for growing my soul as a wife and mother. Thank you for helping me see where I fit into the scheme of life. Thank you for helping me to harmonize where I can and let go of what I cannot change. Thank you for healing the way I focus on the harm my mother caused me and forgetting all the good she did for me and my siblings. Thank you for helping me to appreciate the sacrifices she made at her own expense and to forgive her human, emotional frailties and mistakes. Amen. My adult has been wanting to speak authentically with her youngest adult son for years. She wanted to let him know how she has been feeling about her two sons she brought into the world and raised together being estranged from each other. This younger son led her to believe a year or two ago that she had been complicating the problem between he and his brother. At that time, he believed his brother had just been acting like a jerk, and he and a childhood friend. Her youngest son wasn't wrong. This is exactly how her oldest son was acting at the time. As a mother, she did not understand how her oldest son, being a jerk, could warrant 4 years of estrangement, including not acknowledging his becoming an uncle a year ago to a beautiful niece. My adult had been preparing to have this conversation with her youngest son for months. She jotted down notes that came to her on her phone. She rechecked her motives and chose her words very carefully. She waited for her youngest son, who has multiple disabilities, to feel up to discussing this highly sensitive issue with her. My adult also consulted with her husband, who understands how their youngest son thinks. He asked my adult what she was hoping to accomplish by discussing this. She said she wanted to ask for an opportunity to help them communicate with each other so they could learn and grow. He took unnecessary details out and kept the parts she needed to bring to light. My adult invited her youngest son to the dining room table. Her husband sat across from their son and next to her to provide them both with impartial moral support and to help keep the conversation on track. She felt prepared and ready for this long-awaited family meeting. She read the main points from her phone to initiate this difficult conversation, while tears of unexpressed grief flowed down her cheeks. She let her youngest son know that her and his father's needs for a close family community, mutuality, respect, consideration, authenticity, harmony, celebration of life, emotional growth, and spiritual intimacy have gone unmet for almost 4 years. She let him know that she recently learned her personality type is a harmonizer. She told him she spent 23 years unlearning what is in the way of harmony and relearning how to harmonize. She admitted this personality type's weakness is avoiding conflict. She owned the fact that she put off speaking up for what she's wanted and needed to keep peace in their relationship. She told him she even went as far as to blame herself for this painful situation to help herself accept what she could not change, the past and her sons. She wanted him to know she is good at helping others find the root cause of their painful issues. She helps people to take responsibility for their feelings and identify potentially selfish motives and find the right words. She explained how this could help her sons to restore trust that has been broken. She let him know that helping others before helping family is a generational dysfunctional pattern she would like to break. She said, "We have all been inauthentic. Hiding our needs and upsets is dishonest. This way harms us and blocks others from learning their lessons." She let him know this is what she is finally able to do for our family after years of unlearning her dysfunctional ways. She asked this adult son a couple questions. She asked if he would be willing to learn and grow from this painful circumstance. Would he be willing to discover what he wants and needs in his relationship with his older brother instead of punishing him? She let him know that his punitive approach does not allow learning and growing. It not only hurts his only brother, but it hurts everyone in our family, including his one-year-old niece he has never seen or held. His comment was hard for my adult to hear. He said, "You don't drink poison just because you're thirsty." My adult child felt disappointed because she thought her words fell on deaf ears. Early evening on Mother's Day, my adult, her youngest son, and her husband ate a nice, relaxing, enjoyable dinner together. They played electronic bowling hours later. My adult was pleasantly surprised that her relationship with her youngest son was still intact after their difficult conversation. She saw progress, which encouraged her greatly. Around 8 p.m. on Mother's Day, my adult's youngest son suggested they all watch a Disney Pixar movie as a family. My adult is normally in bed by 9:30 sharp. She mentioned the name of the movie her therapist suggested she watch, Turning Red. Without hesitation, her son turned this movie on, and they all watched it together. My adult knew it had something to do with teen years and bodily and emotional changes. She laughed, cringed, delighted, and grieved while watching this movie. She had to finish, even though it was late. Grief came up while taking her bath that night and continued the next morning. An hour or so after she awoke, my adult checked in with her husband to discuss this movie, Turning Red, with him. My adult wondered out loud why some religious people were upset with this movie because she was healing so much from watching it. Her husband found a New York Times article, a review, to answer her inquiry. It highlighted that some parental viewers disapproved of this movie for the following reasons. The first is it discusses menstruation. The second is it explores romantic crushes. And the third, it discusses sexuality. And the fourth, it rebels against parents by repeatedly lying and sneaking out is okay. So it's like as if that's normal. Expert psychologists believe this movie provides an opportunity to discuss an adolescent-parent relationship and adolescent development. My inner child wishes she could have watched a playful movie about this serious topic when she was 11. She hated herself while going through these female, physical, and emotional changes that no one discussed with her. It can be scary for a parent to witness and support their female child while going through the changes, especially if their child becomes combative and dishonest. My inner teen wishes that her mother did not disrespect her by making fun of her for having a crush on a TV heartthrob. When she tried to tell her mom to stop making fun of her, in the only way she learned how from her mom's example, she even chose to positively say, "Aw, Ma, shut up." My pre-adolescent felt embarrassed that her mother made fun of her for liking this cute Western character and for slapping her face so hard it left a handprint on it. She was humiliated because this entire scene occurred in front of her father, who was eating his dinner after a hard day's work. My adult learned in recovery that one of the worst things a caregiver or anyone can do to a child is slap their face. It sends them a message that the essence of who they are is nothing, nobody, worthless. Neurologically, it has a strong impact on the wiring in the body and the brain. My adult and her oldest son speak almost every Tuesday while he commutes over an hour to work from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. She shared that her Mother's Day conversation revealed that the issue between he and his brother goes way back to childhood. She quickly realized the part of her that raged at this oldest son led to his taking his own frustrations, insecurities, and fears out on his younger brother. Once again, my adult took responsibility for who she was in her oldest son's growing up years. She helped him to understand if he had a healthy sense of self, he would not have felt the need to do what he did to his brother. My adult mentioned this movie, Turning Red, to her oldest son. He wasn't thrilled to hear the subject matter. My adult told him this movie could help him have a better understanding of females in general. It could also help him to have compassion for his wife, his mom, and his baby girl when that tumultuous, transitory time comes in her life. My adult also shared the following lessons she learned from the movie. Turning red helped my adult and inner child in the following ways. It especially helped my inner child to know it is not just her that has a rager inside. It helped her inner child to forgive her mother, who raged at her when she was young, and to grieve the loss of a healthy relationship with her own mother. It helped her to forgive herself for raging at her children when she was left pushing to the max emotionally. The movie showed ways to parent the rager if it surfaces. It helped my adult child to feel compassion toward the rager. It helped her to understand the rager has a purpose, to birth autonomy, and to protect our children. My adult child learned the rager needs to be accepted as a part of her and channeled for good. As a mother, it reminded my adult she doesn't own her children. She brought them into the world to be who they are meant to be and do all they can do. And that includes enjoying their own lives. They need to be free to have their own traditions, beliefs, and values, even if they conflict with my adult and child wants and needs from them. On Mother's Day weekend, my adult decided to enroll in an intensive outpatient treatment program. She had to wait almost a year to enroll for her short-term memory to return after losing it for a second time by working at another stressful job. In this program, my adult has been learning that her anxiety is worsened by being passive with authority figures. She learned being passive means that she is understanding to a greater degree that assertion is not aggression and disagreement is not disrespect. She is understanding that she has been repeating the behavioral patterns of compliance and people-pleasing at her own expense, like she did since childhood. She is learning about something called cognitive distortions. She is learning how they contribute to her anxiety in all areas of life and her memory loss. My adult seized an opportunity that presented itself to be assertive with her youngest adult son. My adult and her husband were told by her youngest adult son that they finished watching all the Good Simpson episodes. This youngest adult son decided on his own that we would be watching American Dad at dinner. My adult felt a pit in her stomach. This was a clear sign that she was betraying herself once again. After she processed her feelings and motives, she decided to practice asserting herself with her son. She was armed with the facts. She let him know she wasn't trying to judge or shame him for his choice of shows. She let him know she found this show distasteful and believed this was a show that was more suited for men than women. My adult son informed her that 70% of this show's audience is made up of women. My adult reminded her son of something he said to her years ago. This was after she was fired once again from another job. This time it was for asking for a little more respect and consistency with procedures. He said that she was too good for this world. She finally mustered the courage to admit to her son that for years, when she watched American Dad with him and his dad, she felt uncomfortable. She added that she didn't like that he made this decision without speaking with them both first. She suggested that asking them for ideas and coming to an agreement together about the next shows they would watch together during dinner showed more respect. My adult told him that it's the bloody violence, the rudeness, the disrespect in conversations, and the irreverence toward a deity who deserves reverence that she doesn't appreciate. It's hard enough to let this energy to enter her mind and body from the couch. It is especially hard while eating a meal. She reminded him how hard she works to let go of those types of dysfunctional thought seeds she grew up with, and how this show replants them back into her subconscious mind. My adult son let her know the reasons he made the decision to watch American Dad without either of their input. He said American Dad is no longer on TV. My adult did not know this. He added that we got Hulu for 2 months free. He found American Dad on Hulu and wanted to take advantage of this opportunity before the end of the 2 months. My adult felt so honored by the truth and what he said next. He offered to screen the shows for violence and disrespect before they watched them together. She celebrated the idea she had not even thought of. She was so thrilled she stood up for herself instead of giving in. About 3 weeks after Mother's Day, my adult received an email from her bosom friend, Holly. She sent her a link to a YouTube video by Dr. Gabor Mate. G as in go, A as in apple, B as in boy, O as in open, R as in Robert. Mate, M as in Mary, A as in apple, T as in Tom, E as in Edward. And it has that little apostrophe at the end. It was called Fundamental Needs for Attachment and Authenticity. This video helped my adult to understand how her inner child's autonomy was stolen by dysfunctional authority figures. It helped her to understand that her inner child's innate need for belonging was not met by adults unless she betrayed her inner wisdom to survive her growing up years. Shortly after watching this video, my adult allowed herself to draft the following list of ways her inner child and teen were betrayed by her parents. She started to get in touch with rage from being ignored, lied to about her intelligence in the form of disapproving, impatient looks, sounds, and physical abuse. Being shamed for asking for what she needed, being compared to older and younger siblings, friends, classmates, or teammates while participating in sports, being threatened with physical violence for expressing sadness from physical or emotional pain, being exploited and misused by parents to meet their needs for touch, affection, and beauty. Being blamed for parents' decisions to have 6 kids and the consequences of that. Being blamed by parents for letting themselves go physically and for using their vices being blamed for academic and emotional negligence, being discouraged from asking questions and being happy and confident in herself, which are all required for success in life. Some grief surfaced inside my adult. She quickly realized how this unexpressed rage came out sideways on her children. She went quickly to find her youngest adult son. She asked him calmly if she had stolen his autonomy. He told her he did not know. He said he did not remember much of his childhood. He mentioned she was not available to him in his teen years. My adult validated his perception and told him why she was not available. She was trying to overcome the effects of betraying herself in adulthood, like she did as a child to survive. She explained how her autonomy was unconsciously stolen, and all the ways she has repeated this passive people-pleasing pattern as an adult. It was the most my adult and her youngest son spoke in years, even though they lived together under the same roof. Neither of them wanted this conversation to end. They listened to each other as they never had before. My adult's youngest son shared a song called Skin by a group called Beartooth on his phone. He let her read the words as the song played. The lyrics related to what she had been sharing with him. This song reflected how she felt mostly before she found recovery. She let him contribute to her in his way. She recognized his generosity was his way of showing her forgiveness for not being there for him at a time he truly needed her. He also shared a funny but sad true saying they both laughed about because of her harsh work-life experiences. It said, "One of the worst things is not having a job, and the other is having a job." Her son knows all too well this has been her work experience for most of her life. Before they ended their meaningful, satisfying conversation, my adult son asked her if they could circle back to watching The Simpsons from the beginning instead of watching American Dad. My adult said, "That would be wonderful." My adult child is starting to grow in appreciation for the curses that lead to the blessings in life. Thank you for listening.